Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome once again to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 696. My goodness, for August the 14th, 2022, we are an old-fashioned podcast with old-fashioned people. And we usually stay up just after 8 o'clock with our cocoa. But we talk about video games and life and lots of wonderful things. We're a gaming podcast, believe it or not, for the more wise and mature gamer who's just a bit off-center. Yes, we are indeed. We do this every single week at 9 o'clock in the UK on a Sunday and 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in Central Time, which, of course, is the least important time in America. We go out live on twitch.tv/OC podcast and youtube.com/OC podcast. And tonight, I'm giving Greg a break because he said he was going to sort of nod off because he was feeling a bit tired because he had to get up off his chair today. And hi, Greg.
Hello, Robin. It's like deja vu.
It is, funny enough.
Or deja tray. I'm not sure. I feel like we've been through this many, many times now.
As far as the podcast goes, we're bougie broke. We get paid and we're still broke.
So real fast, so the listeners understand, we got on and all of our audio settings were just jacked up. Restream, all of that stuff was not working. Your stuff wasn't working. And Kim is just kind of laughing because, of course, she had already gone through this and reset all of her settings. So we slowly figured it out.
Yes. Kim's here as well. Yeah. So Greg DeLacy's here and Kim's here. Hello, Kim.
Yes. I am here.
I am so glad you're here, Kim, because I couldn't stick another week with just DeLacy and myself. It was getting too much.
Well, honestly, the people were saying the same thing about you, Robin. They were happy to hear me, but
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm an acquired taste. I'm a bit like Nutella. No, everybody loves Nutella. No.
Hey, speaking of cameras, by the way, I've just noticed your camera is at a different, slightly different angle.
Yes.
I see a door for the first time. I've never seen the door before. There's a green door off to the right.
Green door.
Behind the green door.
What
feels like it should be a porn movie,
right?
Okay, you see the door.
I see the door.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I see the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the door?
Off to your. It's over your left shoulder.
You can't see it on the Skype or the Twitch, but you can see it in Skype.
Yeah. Wow. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
A murderer behind your shoulder on the right.
groovy. Okay. Well, yes, it's a different camera. I bought it. I'm starting to buy some new hardware, so this is a different camera. So I'm crystal clear. I bought another one of those little boyos. Maybe that screwed up some of the settings as well. So yes, you can see the full extent of everything that's going to change, but we'll get to that. Do you know what? There's a birthday happening this week, and it's a lady, young girl who I've met on a few occasions.
A lady?
Yes.
Wow.
And Susan Lindenhall will be 27 years old on the 19th. We all fondly know her as SLH. She hangs out with those veteran gamer boys. I think she has a wee thing for...
She's a standing gig.
Yeah. A wee thing for Stu Fowler. I think she wants her to pet him and stroke him and call him George.
Who doesn't?
He's so, you know, he could fit in your pocket. So happy birthday to you, Susan. And I hope you're going to have a great time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
General was not recognized.
Not mega confident that everybody's hearing the sound effects, but what the heck? So, yeah.
Well, I heard the sound effect.
Dan just said no music.
Yeah, no Dan, music. Dan is officially saying Did he hear the intro music? That's the big question. That we played twice. Time will only tell. We'll find out in a minute.
Yeah, no matter. Don't worry, if you're listening to this in a recording, it's all fine.
Yeah. What the listeners don't know is it was actually a privately sung song by Robin. Mm-hmm. Robin, I'll handle sound effects moving forward then, since apparently yours are not happening.
Yeah. Well, they are, but not for the live guys. So, you know, what do you do? You just make this up as you go along. Anyway, look, a lot of time has passed.
Okay. For the record, a professional podcast would have sorted this out ahead of time.
Of course they would. That's why we have got to 697 episodes, even though this is 696. I'm doing this from the future. So a lot of time has passed. Like, time has passed before it passed, and in what has happened is what we learn from the past. So it's important to talk about the past, so it's the future. Thank you, Kamala. And what we're going to do now is we're going to have a chat about what happened in the past, but not in the past, to learn from it. Do you understand? I got it. It's story time.
Gotcha.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Hopefully they're hearing that.
I have to say, first of all, that our good friend Pete had an Indian curry, and he's on the loo, so he's there at the moment, so in spirit. Parking his way through it all.
Yeah. So Pete, he gives excuses every week, it seems like now.
What was this?
I'm out again. I'm afraid. I'm sorry. We're trying to get as many side jobs with illegals as done as possible.
I don't understand this way. What was the thing about the long boat?
He wants to become a real estate agent, apparently. They want to live on the river. That's their plan, is they just want to live free, naked, on a boat.
So he's going to go down by the river. That's good. Hey, Kim, you haven't been on the show in donkeys. There must be loads of happening, including calendars.
Calendars. I guess we can get that out of the road first, because it is almost like half the month and I haven't been on here, and you're probably missing it, I'm sure. This month we have Mal and Gracie. So, figure out which is which, because I couldn't tell you.
That's a very sad looking cat with bat ears.
I believe he identifies as a he, she, and so...
the cat or the firefighter?
Take your pick.
All right.
So why does he only have one strap over, one brace? He didn't want to hide his tattoos?
I guess, although I'm not really sure that would have done it. But I guess. All right. Maybe he thought they were too constricted? I don't know.
I don't know. That guy looks like things are constricted.
I don't think many things are constricted on him.
No, not a lot. No.
Monkeypox. No.
Yeah.
In other news, COVID has finally hit my house.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. My sister came down with it Tuesday. And, of course, she hadn't been tested yet when she dropped the kids off. So she goes back to work, gets tested. Oh, yeah, I've got COVID. I need to come back and get the kids. And I'm like, well, if you've got COVID and you get as bad as everybody else has got, you're going to be in no shape to get the kids. So they were here for a week. And on Thursday, Tony tested positive for COVID. My 9-year-old nephew, so that's been fun. And even though I tested negative, I apparently still have something going on, because I got the cough and the aches and the pains and all that stuff going on. But according to my test, I am negative.
I was very happy to see the new guidelines from the CDC in America. It was absolutely fantastic that when people are now get COVID, that they don't have to sort of quarantine anymore or put themselves away if they've had the vaccination. And if you haven't had the vaccination, you don't have to quarantine, or you don't have to do anything. So it's only taken them 2.5 years to realize it doesn't make any difference if you've got the vaccination or not. It's absolutely nutballs.
But she did have to quarantine, so technically I don't have to go back to work till Wednesday, but... She's apparently over it now, or mostly over it. And apparently Tony, in like 2 days after testing positive, he was just fine. So
yeah, that's good.
But I felt like crap since Thursday, and here we are going on Sunday. I'm starting to feel a little better. So,
well, that's good. I don't want you to be sick.
But remember, according to my test, I don't have COVID. So whatever this is,
So you just feel crap.
Yeah, pretty much. So
feeling
crap. Yeah, what is?
Par for the course these days.
Bit of medicine.
It's either just a weird, wacky Manfully. Coincidence, you know. Could be or Manfully. My test is wrong.
Manfully. Yeah,
it could be.
It's a very serious thing. I hope it's not that.
Well, you know, the way I figure it is, I know people's had it a lot worse, and I haven't really had much of anything, just the cough and, like, the scratchy throat, and like I said, I've been sore. But I'm used to working out and being sore the next day anyway, so it's not much different than that for me. So it's not terrible.
Look at
I'll
you
survive.
Showing off. Oh,
yeah. I know, right?
I'm used to working out, so, you know, I'm just sore lately, all the time.
But, you know, hell, I'm, you know.
It's funny. I had a great day yesterday. I had the chainsaw out. And cutting some logs, getting ready for winter. And any day you have the chainsaw, it's a good day.
Right.
When you get those big headphones on and that thing makes so much noise and you do it unsafely, like putting your foot on the log while you're chainsawing a centimeter away from your foot and your toes. Oh, and the kickback is, yeah, safety first. Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. I cooked about 12 big, massive cages worth of timber to get us through the winter because no one will be able to afford heating or electricity this winter. That was my workout yesterday. It was good. And my mom, speaking of working out on the veggie roast vegetables diet and fish, and we're eating healthily again, trying to get ourselves organized to make Robin even more beautiful. I did put on my t-shirt this morning when Judith was out, which shows all my muscles, that muscle t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like a picture of muscles. And Judith came home from church and told me to take it off. So even Jasmine said, what are you wearing, Daddy?
What is that?
What are you wearing, Daddy?
Yeah, that was it. I don't know. So what do you do? Sure. And any weird stuff going on with you, Greg?
It's been a bit of a week. The first thing is we had our pond kind of redone, the bottom basin we had actually cemented in. It's going to make cleaning it out 1,000 times easier, so I was happy about that. Unfortunately, I discovered there still is a leak that is happening, and I think it's on the upper deck of the pond. I kind of located where I think it's happening now. So
decks.
I have to go in and fix the pond liner and hopefully once that's done, I will be done with dealing with the pond for a long time. But yeah.
R.I.P. hot tub.
Yeah.
I gave up this week, Greg.
You gave up?
It has about 10 patches on it. I had another go at it. And I think the seam is gone. But I've ordered a new liner, a complete new liner for it. So by next weekend, hopefully that'll have arrived and wheel up and running, and you'll be able to get photographs of me in WhatsApp once more, looking at the sunset, sitting in my hot tub naked with the bubbles around me.
Yeah, I don't mind you taking pictures. I don't mind you taking pictures of the sunset. It's when you take pictures of you in the hot tub and the bubbles seem to be barely covering up something. That's when I'm a little
disturbed.
It's
hard to cover, Greg. It is hard to cover.
Well, because it's
especially when I'm in that state.
Well, yeah, if you would trim some of that stuff off, maybe, you know.
We've been through the feet stuff. We're not going there again. Absolutely not. Okay. So did you get in with your waders and stuff like that there? Did you fall? Did somebody have it in video?
Oh, no. This is it's a much smaller pond. So, where the leak is, it's on the kind of like the top left side of the pond. So you basically have to move some of the boulders off. There's a pond liner underneath, but I think when they originally designed the pond liner itself, it's probably been leaking for a while. They did it in a way that if the water gets too high in that area, it'll just kind of seep over the top of the liner. And then so, yeah.
So do you not have a hose pipe ban? Like, we've talked about hose pipe bans before, but is there no water shortage that you're not allowed to have filling ponds with water and things like that? Because most of England now has no water. I mean, they're defrosting their ice cubes from their freezers to be able to drink and have baths now. So, I mean, does that not happen?
I'm probably the cause of the water shortage worldwide. Yeah. No, I if there's a, I mean, here's the way I always tell if I have a water, you know, water problem. I look at my water bill. If I'm getting charged excessive amounts because I'm going over my numbers, then I scale back.
That's one thing. We have what's called rates here. I don't know if England has water bills, but we don't have I don't have a water bill here. I can.
Well, so it's our so there's gas and electricity are handled by one utility, and then garbage and water are all handled locally through our town.
Okay.
So the city
garbage
of Lincoln.
And fresh water. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. And so, yeah, I still have a green lawn.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good boy. Good. Well, I got to say, this was a brilliant week for us in one way or another. So we managed to have the completion of the house, one of the house in Belfast sold. It was done and completion happened on Friday. And on Friday afternoon, I phoned the bank to say, could you please give me a total for what's owed in this house completely to this moment? Yes, sir, but you realize if you don't pay this within a week, it'll go up because of interest. This is, I'm going to do it now. So I cleared the mortgage on the little house and I cleared the mortgage on this house. And that
you're living the dream, man.
Living the dream. Right. I looked at the, it updated this morning. I looked at the app on the phone and there was big juicy zeros on the mortgage. So I'm mortgage free, okay. Which is,
now, can I ask
Bobby Dow?
I want to ask a bit of a personal question, and you could refuse to answer this.
Okay.
But I am curious. Okay. I'm sure you kind of have an idea of what your current home value or assessed value is.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Oh, my house is the house values here compared to England and probably America are.
Well, this is what's going to actually just completely kill me.
Well, you've been, yeah. So you've been in my house.
Right.
So, but the value.
You have a very nice house. It's a large house. It's not a small house.
Yeah.
There's an upstairs, downstairs, that kind of thing. So.
So it lives. We're there. We have this land, a property here, and the land behind us.
Right.
So now it's probably worth the guts of about $500,000.
Okay.
It's went up massively. But I was to take this house and drop it pretty much anywhere in England, it would probably be worth three times that.
Yeah.
So, because there's six bedrooms, there's a lot of land, separate outbuildings, and so out in the country.
Your house here would easily go for probably a little over $1 million, easy.
Yeah.
So I think it's the land in particular, but yeah, that drives me crazy. It drives me nuts in that, so my house, we're 1,700 square feet for the footprint.
Yep.
So I don't know what that compares to yours. I don't know if you have your square footage off the top
of
your head.
I don't know.
Anyway,
did you say yours was?
1,700.
Yeah.
Well, feel like yours is probably going to be about 2,400 if I have to guess.
It's about that. Like that. Yeah.
But our house is already 600,000 plus.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, house prices in the average house price in Northern Ireland is about £140,000.
Yeah. Well, I remember you talking about the small house that you bought.
Yeah.
And you told me, I think you bought it for like 60 grand or something.
Yeah. 60.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
You can't buy, there's nothing, you couldn't even buy a room.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's English people and Scottish people listening to this here, it's the house prices here are super, super cheap compared to you. Now they are going up, but they're still super cheap compared to England. Because they all live on top of each other. And Belfast is the biggest town. It's a city, but it's biggest town. It'll be comparable to a medium-sized town in England, but it's our main capital city. And then there's Derry, Londonderry in the north, or a few provincial towns, and then sheep. But we generally don't live on top of each other. So, that's that. So that's done. So between some savvy investments on the stock market and being able to buy that house in Belfast and the money we've made from it and stuff like that, there we've been able to clear all our bits and pieces. And that's lovely. It's a nice feeling. That's kind of good. I've got lots to talk about as far as gaming is concerned, and I'll get to that because I want to talk about Hardly Dan and I want to talk about my Steam Deck and stuff there.
But before we get to that, so the other unfortunate news I had. Mm-hmm. So Friday, so originally Cindy was going out of town this weekend with my mother, to go to my niece's, baby shower. And we got a call Friday afternoon that her brother Ray had a stroke. So that sent us into just an absolute like crazy tailspin of
this isn't the first time, is it? He was
no, this is it's been a weird year. So my sister had she had a oh god, I'm just totally drawn a blank. Anyway, my sister had an issue earlier in the year. My uncle had a stroke that he ended up dying from. But my brother Ray, brother-in-law Ray, he was complaining about his blood pressure being high. Mm-hmm. He went into the doctor and they basically were like, you need to be on blood pressure medication ASAP. And then like 2 weeks later, he had a stroke. Oof. So,
oof.
But yeah, it just, I mean, if nothing else, it just makes you understand just how fragile life is.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah. So she just took off on Friday. I said, hey, go be with your brother. And so she's been at the hospital with him every day, along with her other two brothers. And then I've just been, you know, at home with my son. And then my parents came by to visit last night on their way now down to the baby shower. So it just kind of created some craziness.
I'm sorry, man.
You know what? He's a good guy. There is a path of hope to him recovering somewhat. Obviously, he'll be affected by it in some
direction. What did you see, Greg?
He just turned 60.
Mm. See, a good guy that went to a few concerts with, him and his brother. He had a 60th birthday there just last week. And I'm going, that can't be right. That can't be right. So, yeah, it's kind of nutty. I'm sorry to hear that.
I appreciate that. I mean, like I said, it just makes you understand how fragile life is. So, you know, when you think of those opportunities to talk to loved ones or brothers and sisters that you haven't talked in a long time, don't put that off, because you never know. You just never know. And my sister had an aneurysm. I could not for the life of me think of that word. And she's doing well, outside of she now has to walk with a walker. But I mean, from a faculty standpoint,
she's okay.
She's all there. So
good. Well,
I will take that.
In the end, Greg, everything will be all right. And thankfully, everything isn't all right, so it's not the end. So there we go.
Do you want to talk about some video games?
I want to talk about the book that I had been listening to, and I mentioned it last week, called Convergence, and I finished it this week, and I just, it was fabulous. It had me giggling. It's set up for another one. Really good. It's this my Expeditionary Force guy, and RC Bray is there. It's called Convergence. Really good, about the sort of modern day wizard who doesn't realize a wizard, normal American bloke. And he ends up hooking up from the past a girl from AD 300 and a guy from about 100 BC and a dog who has a wizard from 3,000 years ago from Babylon in him as well, and a dopey dog, and their fight against the baddies out there, and then magic coming back into the world. And it's really, really, really funny, really, really good. And I would ask anybody to check that out. Convergence, check it out. Okay, let's talk about some video games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Can you believe how like professional that sounded? It was just like bam.
Kim, right on it. I'm talking over the top of him. Kim, need to earn your crust. You haven't been here for a while, so make this really good, because we've had, you know, people here trying to impersonate you over the last while. So
I know.
You need to get to it. I know we're in the middle of the month, but we miss you doing this. So get your sexy tones on and on you go.
I'll do my best with my sore throat here. Your games with gold for August are Calico, which is available now through the end of the month. Scourgebringer, which is available the 16th through September 15th. Saints Row 2, you actually have another day so you can pick that up. And then Monaco, What's Yours is Mine, is available the 16th through the 31st. So go get those games. PlayStation Plus for August, we have Yakuza Like a Dragon, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, and Little Nightmares on the PS4, which I think I have and I haven't played yet. Whatever.
That's really good.
Amazon Prime Games for August, we have StarCraft Remastered, Zack McCracken. Honestly, who comes up with these? And the Alien Mindbenders. Beasts of Maravella Island, Recompile, Scourgebringer yet again, and Family Mysteries, Poisonous Promises. For your Stadia Pro, because apparently that is still a thing.
It is.
Yeah, go figure. And apparently, according to news, it will be a thing for a while.
Yeah, there's some foreshadowing here.
Yeah! Saints Row the Third Remastered, Monster Jam, Steel Titans 2, Calico yet again, Shantae Half Genie Hero Ultimate Edition, and Murder by Numbers. And then, oh, and Welcome to Elk. That was towards the bottom of the list. So wherever Elk is, welcome to it. And then Epic Game Store for August, we have Cooks Serve Delicious 3 until the 18th, and Rumbleverse Boombox. Okay, I think Robin's been here, but I can't remember. Rumbleverse Boomboxer Shorts Pack, August 18th through the 25th. And those are your free games that you pay for the month.
That was really good, Kim, and I feel full of knowledge now that I know what things I can get for free with the almost free stuff that we can almost get that
there you go.
Pay for. Yeah, it's fabulous. God almighty, we've been playing those video games, and I'm sure we've been playing lots of video games. And Kim has been playing video games about pussies. So I've got to hear that. How can she get from pussies to lamb in 10 words?
Well, there you go. the games I've been playing for the last almost month, I think, since I've been on here. Of course, I picked up Stray. I don't know if I've gotten far into Stray, but I am enjoying it. Except for them fucking little zerk characters that are like those tick, rat, mice, whatever conglomeration that attack you. I'm not real good with those, but whatever. Stray, I'm enjoying it. If you got PlayStation Plus, the premium, I think it is, you can get it for nothing.
I got to ask the question, Kim. Okay. Are you enjoying it because you're a cat lover, or are you enjoying it because it's a good game? And there's distinction there.
There is. I think it's both. Because it is a good game, but it is too, because I am a cat person, and I always hated games where they pet, like Red Dead Redemption 2. Love Red Dead Redemption 2, and you can pet the fucking dog, but you can't pet the fucking cats. And that always annoyed the hell out of me. I don't know. It's little things like that. But, I don't know, it's a good game. It got fairly decent reviews across the board, so.
By the way, in Red Dead, you could shoot the cat.
Yeah, but that's not, I'm not going for that.
Okay.
Anyway, some more Forza Horizon 5. I'm getting along pretty good with that. Better than poor Boomer. Which, if anybody knows...
Oh!
Yeah, if anybody knows a fix for the game crashing and you losing half your shit, let us know, because poor Boomer is having a hell of a time with that one. So, it's not a happy man right now. And, of course, I played Far Cry 5 and beat it in 15 minutes. So, there's that.
You turned left.
I turned left. Yeah. There's apparently a secret third option to beating the game, and I did that because I've watched Tony play it for like 2 weeks, and I was bored with it watching him play it. So I thought, well, for shits and tickles, I'd try this third option in it, thinking maybe there was an achievement. There wasn't, but whatever. So anyway, and for the new one on the list, we have Cult of the Lamb, because I bought it. And I didn't know if it would come to Game Pass. And it looked really cute. And I thought, for $25, what the hell?
Okay.
I know, right?
Look
for that one to be on Game Pass probably next month. That'd be my luck. Cult of the Lamb, you are a lamb that is being led to the slaughter by, I think you'd call old gods or something like that. Well, they kill him, but he is rescued by another older, more powerful god. And if he agrees to start a cult for this, the god that rescued him, he would let him come back to life. So, of course, you agree.
He's quite cute.
Yeah, you get this little hat.
It's a Devolver game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. And I played about 30 minutes of it because I wanted to try it out so I could talk about it today. And the thing of it is, it's kind of like a management game. It's a dungeon crawler. And they even say it's a little bit roguelike, but I'm not saying that yet so much, but basically, so like I said, basically what you're doing is you build a cult for the god that rescued you. And I mean, you could be either a total asshole about it, or you could be a half-ass decent cult leader, whichever you want to do. And you have to get food for your cult members. You have to recruit cult members, yada, yada, yada. All at the same time, you have to go after the ones that killed you. So, so far so good. I'm enjoying it. It's kind of dark. But it's a funny dart because here you are, you're a lamb, and you're running a damn cult with all these little, cute little animals running around. You got rabbits and cats and Cthulhu and all sorts of different things. So it, I don't know. Like I said, for right now, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, it's not overly expensive. I think I paid $25 for it, but I think you could even get it for $20 if you don't want the
you like that
little
sort of
extra
thing,
Googers.
Wait a month, it'll be on Game Pass.
That's right. Wait a month now that I bought it, it'll be on Game Pass.
It does look like a sort of Game Passy sort of game, but doesn't it?
You all are welcome. But I don't know. Like I said, I played half an hour. So far, I'm enjoying it. I don't know how complicated the management part of it be, and if that'll make it like a fill game or not. Because I'm not real great at the management sort of things. But it may not get too deep, so I may be fine. Because I'm the type of person, like, on Witcher 3, I didn't even do, like, the building your own armor and all that sort of shit because there was just too much to do with it. I would rather be out slaying monsters and all that other stuff.
Oh, you're a poor wee voice, Kim. It's cracking.
I know.
You need alcohol.
But,
alcohol. I had some honey vodka last night. Some friends were over, and it was like syrup. And if it was like syrup, that means it's like medicine. So you need some of that.
I do. I'll take that. But anyway. Thanks. I'd appreciate
very
it.
Good. Very
but good. Yeah, Cult of the Lamb. Give it a shot and see what you think. But I'm enjoying it so far. I don't think the management part of it's going to get too deep, so I'm okay with like cutting down trees to make, like, you had to build your little sermon, your little pulpit sort of thing, and you have to deliver a sermon every day to get them to to follow you and that sort of thing. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's got pretty good reviews from what I can see. And some people, though, are complaining that it's kind of a glitch fest. But so far, I haven't come across that yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may be lucky.
Right. And that's
Greg,
what I
the Lamb, soon to be on Game Pass.
Right.
You've been having wonderful fun with Halo multiplayer once again. I've seen the WhatsApp stuff going there. It was really good. Sorry I couldn't join you. And the PUBG got another good run out.
Right.
Need to talk about PUBG for a moment. Because, so Snoogans, thank you for joining me the past couple times. So Snoogans, we played Halo 1 on Wednesday night, and then we had some proper fun sessions Friday. Probably the highlight to the sessions was we were down to the last couple people, and we had taken up cover behind this gigantic boulder. And we're sitting there, and I'm kind of going through my inventory and looking at, I've got a grenade and I've got C4. I've never used C4 in PUBG before. Huh,
okay.
So I'm thinking, I can probably just chuck this out into the field over in the direction of where we think the guy was. And I go to throw it, and the throw distance on C4 is not very far. So the C4 lands on the top of the rock, just right in front of us. And suddenly Snook is like, who did you throw that? And I'm like, yeah, why? He's all, run. I'm like, what do you mean? And then suddenly I hear this little beep beep beep,
oh, shit.
Beep beep beep, and so we start taking off running. I had no clue. C4 apparently, I was thinking I would have like a detonator that I could just trigger it. Not at all. It automatically counts down, and it went off. And apparently the blast radius on C4 is much bigger than a grenade. And so we had a good life. We did survive, and we actually got the chicken dinner. So that was even better. Prior to that, so we were playing in one of the warm-up matches. And so we got assigned two people to be part of our crew. And so we were going along. We kind of did our thing. They were doing their thing. But at one point, we actually found them. And so it was two other human players. And so we all got in a Jeep, and we started driving over, a hill, because we were in Engral. And at one point, Snoogans and I were like, well, let's go see if we can find some more gear in this town. Now, I had picked up, we had found a crate. It dropped literally right on top of us. And so I was able to get the P90. And so that is a very high-powered weapon in PUBG. I had never played with it before, but Snoogan's like, oh, you're going to like that. So anyway, fast-forwarding, we're with these guys. We start running towards these buildings, and suddenly we hear shots. Well, those fuckers are shooting at us. And I couldn't tell if they were trying to shoot at us to get our attention, or if they were trying to shoot at us to kill us, kind of like, hey, get back here kind of shot. but they actually downed Snoogans. And so I'm like, well, shit. So I come back, I revive him, and they're still taking pot shots. And they had gotten in the Jeep, and they were heading back towards us. And so we just laid in wait. They came driving right up, and we lit the Jeep up and basically took both of them out. And instead of reviving them, they were knocked. We just danced in front of them. And Sugans had a salt emoji that he started sprinkling salt on top of him. And then we just let him die. And we carried on him. But then we got a chicken dinner. So they kind of benefited from us regardless. But yeah,
well, that's good.
PUBG was good fun.
That's good.
I still love it.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun. And just the timings are just not suiting me now because these are kind of done and I'm boring.
Well, you're always racing.
That's it. It's an addiction. And Phoenix Point as well is on your lovely list there.
Oh, I've gone deep down that rabbit hole. I am well in. I've got three bases now. I've been doing all kinds of research and gearing up my guys. And yeah, although I did run into one minor problem. So I thought I was being smart. I had multiple aircraft and I was putting one, basically trooper in some of my intercept aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have them go out and investigate different spots. And if you're familiar with the, in Phoenix Point, there's all these different map points that will pop up that are going to be sites of interest that you have to go investigate. And sometimes when you investigate them, it'll be a mission and you can accept it or not. And other times you're going to investigate them and it'll just be kind of like a resource find. You'll get, 100, tech materials type thing. So one of my aircraft went to one of those sites and it suddenly comes up, you've been ambushed.
Huh.
And I was like, okay. I'm like, so I've got one character and I'm like, okay, well this, maybe I can make, cause they're like, you have to survive three turns. And if you can survive three turns, then the exit point will appear and you just have to get to the exit point. And you survive. So I was like, okay, well I could do this. I did not last one turn.
Oh dear.
My character pops up on the screen and it literally, I'm surrounded by baddies all over the place. And it went south pretty quick. But
so have you tried playing this on your dick?
I have not tried. Well, no, I take it back. I did. I did play this on my dick. I played this through Xbox cloud streaming on my dick.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So I've made some use of my dick. How have you got on with your dick yet, Robin?
Well, literally as the show finished last week, as the sorry tale was that I had missed the email or it just didn't come to me. I searched through everything, couldn't find it. And literally when I checked my email,
you got the Dear John letter from
I did. Steve. Yeah. Tough. Here's your money back. Blah blah blah. So I'd written them a letter to say, hey, look, I'm really sorry. I didn't see that. I was away on holidays. I'm just back and I've got a Dear John. Is there any way you can help me out? I don't want to cancel my order. And a nice little message from them sitting waiting for me after the show last week to say, hey, as a token of goodwill and gesture, we will reinstate your order. Please complete it within 24 hours. So my Steam Deck, my 512 gigabyte monster, isn't that the good one? Is that the good one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
be the good one.
It has left.
Good one is a relative term. They're all good, but you have the difference with yours is you have an anti-glare screen, which I believe Harley Dan really likes.
Is it better?
And you have double the memory. I don't know if it's better or not because you paid twice the you paid extra, and I don't know that the screen glare matters.
Is it better?
I think you just wasted.
It's better. You've got dick envy, don't you?
No, I don't.
Anyway, my dick left the Netherlands early in the week. I've been tracking it. It has arrived in Ireland is the latest update. And I suppose that will arrive with me here. I was hoping that it was going to arrive on Friday or Saturday. But I expect it will arrive with me over the next couple of days. So I've already started to do a bit of research looking at what works and what doesn't. And funny, speaking of small people that like Steam Dicks, Stu Fowler is getting one as well.
Yeah, I thought he was all kinds of excited.
Yeah, and talking about the games that he's going to play first. And sort of when I started to look at it, it brought up some wrinkles for me. Because, again, his first choice is Half-Life, which is a really good choice to play, an old game and that. But I started to look at it and went, oh, Sony games, God of War. I can play God of War. Right. And it's supposed to be fantastically optimized and works really, really well. So God of War, I think that I might get some of my Sony ponies on my Steam Deck when I'm away, because it won't really matter about it having internet connectivity when I'm away. And it's a single player game.
The reality is, Robin, you're going to get your Sony ponies on Steam and you can play it on a PC or your Steam Deck.
So that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. And speaking of stuff like that and research, the new sim rig is coming. So I have been playing this week a set of Corsa Competizione. I had some really, really good races, some fantastic racing. I did try a different game. I put in Forza 7, which I played so much of that game over the years. And I played a few races on it. And yeah, I mean, I went with the default settings on my wheel and it was lovely and everything, but it doesn't. It looks lovely, but it's nothing, and the handling and the look of it is nothing like a set of Corsa. It's just, maybe, I don't know, I'll go back to the game. Anyway, so the research that I've been doing, and lots of it, is on what do I want to do and how am I going to build this new rig. So I've made some decisions. I've made a spreadsheet. I have another gentleman working on this. So there's certain things that I need to buy to do what I want, and the decisions have now been made. So I want to have a quad monitor set up. So I've decided on three monitors here and one above my head for streaming and looking at the stuff that's on the PC. So it'll be three. I've decided that I'm going to go for 31.5 inches. Woo! So each monitor will be about 32 inches, right, which seems to be the optimum, and that'll be kind of frigging cool there. I've decided on my wheel that I'm going to buy, a new wheel, so that might come in an upgrade. So there's a new company there called Moza, and I'm going to buy a Moza wheelbase, wheel and set of pedals from them, and I'm going to get the nice little dashboard thing for it as well, and a keyboard tray, and so all the bits and pieces.
You're missing the most important thing possible.
What's that?
A cup holder.
I actually have the GT Omega Apex keyboard tray, floor mat, and the aluminium tabletop, which has a cup holder in it. So okay, that's covered. That's fucking frightening money.
I'll bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's all just... So I'm allowing a budget of 350 quid for each of the three main monitors. I'll use a spare monitor that I have lying around for the overhead one, so it doesn't matter just as much. And I already have the cockpit and the seat, which is...
Right.
Yeah. I've just spent $3,000.
Wait, hold on, though. On the cockpit, are you going to need to actually buy a new set of mounts for your monitors?
No. Oh, yes, I do have to buy the monitor stand. Okay. So the quadruple monitor stands about 250 quid, and it goes with that. There's a whole pile of accessories for that, but there's just shy of $3,000 there. Now, I have another gentleman that's doing lots of work for me at the moment, and last week I mentioned that I need a bit of help on building a PC, and I need to build a PC, and yes, although I'm quite happy to do it, it's a rabbit hole of motherboards and graphics cards and all of those bits and pieces. So the beautiful, wonderful person, Hardly Dan Nutman, has been doing some work, and far, far too much. And he's provided me with a running Google Doc here today of the GPU and the CPU and the motherboard and the graphics card and power supply and the RAM and different advice on cooling. Should I go for liquid cooled or not? So it's I honestly, and I don't know how to do it cheaper, because the cockpit that I have is entry level, and this Moza wheel, although it's more expensive, it's not full. These guys are like $20,000 here. But I think to do this properly, and I really think I want to do it properly,
I say $7,000.
Yeah, I think it's going to be about $7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I said to Dan, look, about 1,500 quid sterling for the motherboard, CPU, is kind of where it sort of goes. And then graphics card is the other big hit.
Yeah.
You know, cases and RAM, those are standard enough stuff. Am I easy enough for that? But it's crazy the cost of PC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Yeah. So I've decided where it's going. So all of the big screens behind me are going to go. So behind this bookcase thing here, all the display behind me, that area in there is going to be the dedicated where the big rig is going to go, and everything else will move. The big screens will go to the other side where on my head here, in that sort of vicinity there. So, and the pool table's going and all of that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Are you keeping the finger couch?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just making sure.
To keep a hand. So, look, big shout out to Dan. Thank you very, very much. You've done an awful lot of work there. That's class. There has to be a consultancy fee in here somewhere, or a blowjob. I don't know. Whatever he prefers. So, yeah, that's going to be that. And I'm looking forward to my dick. I'm looking forward to starting this here. This is not going to be, I'm not just going to go out and write a check for this stuff. So
I think Dan needs to take you up on the blowjob and just see what happens.
Yeah. I think realistically right now, the PC bit, the hardware stuff has to come first. You know, the wheel I have right now is good, but I'll upgrade as go. But the PC is probably it, and the monitors, and I can get going from that point, and then upgrade bits as they go. But yeah, I'm loving my racing. Really, really good.
So here's a question. So on the PC front, are you going? I'm assuming you're going to have that kind of integrated within the cockpit chair, so to speak.
I can sit to the side.
Okay.
So there'll be a keyboard tray there and a space for a mouse and all the other bits and pieces. So, but it'll probably be, I want to do more streaming with it. I want to do that. So there'll be a second, this PC here will handle the streaming, and one of the monitors will be above my head. So I'll be able to control this machine from over there as well to do that.
Are you going to put a camera above your head too?
Multiple cameras. That's why I'm buying new cameras. Let's see if I've already started. Yeah. So funny, I bought a set of corset today on Steam, and I just thought, you know what, I'll just buy it, and just there this afternoon, got it, downloaded it, and ran it, and this machine won't run it. No, it would run it, but everything would be really low, and I want, So look, Dan, thank you very much, and watch this space. I suppose I really should think of a name for this. I really should video document this journey for old people that are going to build a sim rig. I think, you know, old gamers, old racers.
Oh, I would like to just talk through this. So this isn't a midlife crisis thing. This is a hobby thing.
No, it's always been that way. I've always loved my racing stuff.
You've always been a bit adventurous. I would just like to say though, I encourage the route you're currently going on.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the one you were talking about where you were talking about the powered hang gliders.
No, that's still a thing. I love the idea of that. The paraglider, which is you strap on the big fan engine on your back.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds cool too.
It's a recipe for disaster, Robin.
I can take off in my field from the back and away. But what a way to go. You would always remember me. Imagine the footage.
You know what though? Because I already shared you all those videos of people crashing.
Yeah,
so I would just be like,
but I can make one of those.
If you do, you have to put a GoPro on your head for sure.
Mm.
Because that's actually what makes those videos actually pretty hysterical. Even though you know the person when they got hurt seriously, you still kind of laugh at it.
I would love to. I'd love to have a go or something. I don't know. If somebody can strap.
Have you ever jumped out of an airplane?
No, I have to do that too.
Okay.
Definitely. I don't know.
Bungee jump? Have you ever bungee jumped? Bungee jumping is like the first.
I haven't actually.
All right.
No, base jumping without a parachute was good. No. I haven't actually bungee jumped before, and I want to jump out of a plane. I want to do it. I mean, I want to do Point Break for real.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Have you jumped out of a plane, Greg?
I've not jumped out of a plane. I have bungee jumped numerous times.
Kim, have you jumped out of a plane?
I don't even like getting on a ladder. So,
Robin, have you ever robbed a bank? I'm thinking the Point Break thing, you know.
No, but as I said through on the week there, I was the key account manager for Kentucky Fried Chicken for multiple years, and I have this top secret files in boxes in my storeroom, and I was wondering if I should be worried about a raid, so from the FBI.
They're on their way.
Yeah, probably. No, but I'm just thinking.
Earl wants his recipe back.
But I wonder if Pete has jumped out of a plane. I wonder if Mark has jumped out of a plane, or Phil, or Richard.
No, I'm just going to say no to all of them. Pete would be the closest, although Phil could be the closet adventure seeker.
No, you see,
I don't see Mark being very risk averse, so I think he would be like, no,
Do you see where I'm going with this? Like, Extra Life.
No,
we could do a parachute jump for Extra Life, as a all over the world jumping out of planes together.
See, here's the thing, Robin. I think you're the only one that wants to jump out of a plane.
Yeah,
a perfectly good plane. Okay,
I have no desire to jump out of a plane.
No, me neither.
You know, but here's the funny thing. When I bungee jumped, the thought that came to my mind was,
"Oh shit!
Why am I jumping off of a perfectly sound platform?" With the hope that this giant rubber band is going to keep me from smacking my neck.
So I'm interested. I mean, were you in fear? I mean, of the bungee breaking as it was going down? Did all those thoughts go through your head, or were you absolutely confident you were going to be perfectly safe?
No. All the fears were there on the platform. So the first time I did it, I probably did it the hardest way, or what they claimed was. So I went head first backwards.
Without a bungee. Okay.
And they said that you go for it. And so the fear was going up the stairs, getting up. So I was on a tower. Right. I got up to the top of the tower and they had the giant inflatable, cushion at the bottom.
Okay.
But I was thinking to myself as I'm getting up there, I'm like, I'm going head first. If it snaps, that thing's just going to snap my neck.
Right.
This is not going to protect me. But so my legs got a little wobbly right at the top where I was like looking over. And then I was like, fuck it. I've just got to go. I've got to go. And I'm like, yeah. So all those like, this is crazy. All going through my head. And then when I jumped, none of that came into mind. You're just free falling. And I'm probably screaming like a little girl all the way down. Then the bungee catches. And you feel that really the funnest part of bungee jumping to me is that rebound. So you spring back up and you come back down. You're just bouncing. And so that's a very fun sensation.
The only thing I've learned from that there is that there's another word that I can't say. So tar. Going up the tar. Tar? Up the tower. Tar. Flowers? Yeah. Tars. There's a new one for me. Greg, do you have a quiz for us this week?
I do not actually have a quiz for us this week. So,
okay. Wow. All right. Well, let's go straight into the news.
Yes, we will go right into the news.
Here is the fucking news.
Yeah, news flash. Greg did not make a quiz this week. There just was not enough time, apparently.
Hogwarts Legacy is delayed until February the 10th, 2023. The game will now hit PC, PlayStation, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S on February the 10th. The Switch release will be announced sometime soon, indicating that the version faces further delay. The team is excited for you to play it, but we need a little more time to deliver the best possible game experience, which in a tweet on the Hogwarts Legacy Twitter account. So it looks really good, actually. I've seen some footage of it.
It does look
like a pretty good Harry Potter. I mean, I've got my glasses, Harry Potter glasses on tonight.
You straight up are Harry Potter today.
I am.
Yeah. Although, you know what? You're a combination of Harry Potter and Bob's Big Boy. Your hair, you've got the little flippity-do
thing going on here.
That go take a look at Bob's Big Boy, the icon for Bob's Big Boy. You probably will be slightly insulted, but his hair had a similar kind of coif to it. That was a big word for me to say, by the way.
Coif.
Yeah.
Coiffer.
So another game getting delayed. This is just the norm of 2022.
Oh, I see Bob's Big Boy. That's okay. Yeah. He's cute. He's got a burger.
He's got a big burger.
I like him. He's good. Oh, well, what do you do? You know what? Things are delayed. And, I'd rather them do it properly than rush it out. And we can wait. I mean, life is going on. We might still be here when it comes out. Who said that Stadia is dead?
We did numerous times in this podcast.
We did multiple times. Google is testing a way to start streaming games from search results.
Huh.
Okay. That's like, you know, I'm searching for a game and I want to go straight to it. Was that not always part of it? One thing that will help bolster adoption of cloud gaming is by making it as easy as possible to fire up a game. To that end, Google is testing a way to start playing something from a single click from search results, even if it's not on the company's own Stadia platform. The test, which was spotted by Byron Chappell of the Nerf Report, not only enables folks to directly launch a game on Stadia, but it works on xCloud Gaming, NVIDIA GeForce Now, Amazon Luna, and RedTube. So you click on the on it, and away it goes, it starts that game.
It's kind of is in line with how I've kind of been viewing Google's approach with Stadia. I don't necessarily think they are all in for Stadia being an actual like gaming platform, services platform.
Oh.
I think it feels like Google is moving into this notion of Stadia can almost function like a storefront.
Yep, because that's what would happen. You haven't bought this game, you have to buy it now before you play it.
But also, with the cloud, so on this new kind of streaming linking, if you will, from searching, that plays perfectly into Stadia's, you know, or sorry, Google's whole, you know, their whole mindset around their browser, which is Chrome, you know, browsing technology, and basically being able to get that ad revenue from that. No doubt for xCloud and, you know, GeForce and Luna, they probably are going to have some kind of monetization for that to be able to kind of cross over.
Hmm.
So, you know, within the you know, the search, you know, results, if you want a game that's, you know, in my xCloud library to link to that word, that you know, search, Microsoft is probably going to have to pay some kind of fee on the back end to Google.
It just seems like they're doing all this after the horse has left Kim's stable. It really does.
It's true. It has jumped, you know, the fence. Absolutely.
Because that, there's even more Stadia news. And there's another feature, which again, you would have thought that they talked about at the beginning, which will allow you to have 9 other users in your stream who can either watch you play the game or actually join in and play as well. Again, these are features that you would expect that, not coming now. It's lost its fizz. I mean, they need to rebrand it, call it something different, make it a different color, repackage it, do something, because it needs a relaunch, because it's not there.
I stand by the notion that the biggest misstep from Stadia was launching this without any kind of actual first party support.
Mm.
They've never had. I mean, they had the one developer they bought, and I think they've made one game, and I don't even know if that developer's still around within Google. But they
did bring in some big hitter names from other companies as well. So, I mean, are they still there? Are they all gone?
Nobody knows. It's just this black hole of
cashing in.
Hmm. So,
Firaxis delays Marvel's Midnight Suns. Maybe
this disappointed me.
Maybe until 2023. Take-Two Interactive has once again pushed back the release of Marvel's Midnight Suns, following a delay late last year. The upcoming tactical RPG from XCOM developer Firaxis was scheduled to arrive on October the 7th. The publisher now plans to release the game sometime within its fiscal 2023 year, which ends on March 31st, 2023. Additionally, Midnight Suns won't arrive on all consoles
simultaneously.
Yeah.
Help you out with one of those words.
Do you know what? 7th of October, it's August. God, that must have been a hell of a meeting. We got to pull it, boys. It's only a month and a half away. Seriously, you know, there must have been a hell of a meeting to make that decision.
Yeah.
So they're saying, you know, they've taken a decision to pull back, blah, blah, blah. And the title will launch later this fiscal year on Windows, PC, Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch. The Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch versions will follow at a later date. So there you go.
Okay. I was disappointed by this, for the record.
Yeah,
being a big XCOM fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was XCOM and Marvel characters. So.
Huh. What do you do? What do you do? She'd write a letter. And finally,
Microsoft responds. Sony worried about its acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Okay, so this was Microsoft responding to Sony about, people buy that and they want to buy an Xbox instead of a PlayStation. Microsoft has claimed Sony pays for blocking rights to stop developers from adding their content to Xbox Game Pass. The explosive claims are part of documents filed with Brazil's national competition regulator and part of a new review of Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Microsoft's ability to continue expanding Game Pass has been hampered by Sony's desire to inhibit such growth. Microsoft claims in an August 9th filing to the Administrative Council for Economic Defense, or CADE, as translated from Portuguese, Sony pays for blocking rights to prevent developers from adding content to Game Pass and other competing subscription services. Do you know what? They're just at war, and that's just
This is lawyers back and forth. Throwing some. I won't call them haymakers because I think at the end of the day these are just basically snowballs. They're things that we kind of already knew or suspected. But I think a lot of this stuff actually came out from the Epic versus Apple trial, where a lot of the dealings between Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo also were kind of unveiled in that court case.
Okay.
And so, there was actual proof now on the table, so to speak, that Sony had numerous contracts that exclusively prevented the developer or publisher from putting their game onto Game Pass. And of course, this is all Microsoft just responding back because Sony had previously said, well, if they buy Activision, and then they're going to own Call of Duty, and that is a huge driver of console choice, and that will hurt us. And Microsoft's like, well, hello, you do this to us. And so it's just a tit-for-tat kind of thing. I don't think it matters in the least at the end of the day. This is just all for posturing.
Yep. Just, you never know. Throw enough stuff and some of it might stick.
Yeah.
And that's it for the news. Let's talk about some new releases, Kim. Let's get those vocal cords croaking once again.
Alrighty. Your new releases for August 14th through the 20th are Multiverses.
Easy for you to say.
Right? For the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, August 15th. Blossom Tales 2, The Minotaur Prince, for the Switch and PC, August 16th. Rollerdrome, for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC, on August 16th as well. Kirby's Dream Buffet, for the Switch, on August 17th. Cursed to Golf, horror, for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, on the 18th. Let's see, what else we got? RPG Time, The Legend of Wright, for the Switch, on August 18th. Amnesia,
right?
Possibly. Does that make it all Mark's fault? Mm-hmm. Amnesia for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC on the 18th. We Are OFK, whatever that is, for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC on the 18th as well. And last but certainly not least, we have Madden NFL 23 for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 19th. So Kim, releases.
Thank you. Is there anything we want there? Blossom. No.
I don't want to buy it, but I love the fact that Madden is here. It means football season is here. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Okay, it's that man without chip balls again. On Wednesday night and Friday night, we have like play dates. Come out and play with us. On Wednesday nights, Greg usually hosts the Halo, and that's 9 o'clock. To 10 o'clock UK time for a minimum of 1 hour, depending on how his lunch is going. And on Friday night, PUBG, and between 9 and 10 in the UK, again, for at least 1 hour, depending how many chicken dinners he has or not. So
Nugans has committed to
being committed.
Friday night PUBG, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Come and join it. Those are fun. And if you see me racing and you have a set of Corso, please join in. And there is a little club there, and I'm all the only member. So, but anyway, just watch this space. Okay.
Hey, Martin, wait, real quickly, hold on. Martin in the chat, knock that shit off.
Right?
You watch your mouth, son. You watch your mouth.
I might send you a t-shirt, Greg. Anyway.
I have a special t-shirt for you too, Robin.
Good. Love it. Can't wait. Can't wait. Anyway, please send us a wee email at the show. podcast@ocpod.com. I've just renewed the subscription to the servers and the email, so please make use of the email, podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us at @OC_podcast and Facebook, fb.ocpod.com as well. Leave us a wee review there. Tell us what you like and what you don't like. Oh my God, Facebook Marketplace. Those crazy people. I cleared the house last weekend, put stuff on Facebook Marketplace, and the nutballs, they were fighting over this little table with four stools on it. I put on lots of stuff like wardrobes and stuff that we didn't need from the old house. And these crazy folk, I've got a desk on there like for 10 quid and another one for 25 quid and this little table and chairs. And as if I owed these people a living. I know the desk. Can you tell me the exact height of it, the height of the top shelf? Yes, you mentioned there are some scratches on it. Would you take a photograph? The desk is £10. Seriously.
Right.
There were fighting over it. Then it didn't show up. Then it did show up.
But they may have to drive a half hour to get to you.
Then this woman,
which is like $50.
Knew I was in the village of Ahahal, and she drove on Friday evening, and I'm coming up the road, and the little table and four stools have been sold, had been picked up.
Right.
And she gets on the phone to me going, yeah, give me your exact address there, please. And I says, well, what? Sorry, who are you and why are you? Why? What are you coming for? Because there's several things. The table and chairs. Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's sold. But I told you last night that I was going to come today. I says, and I also told you there was a lot of interest. I'm an old age pensioner. I had to pay someone £20 to take me. This is a disgrace. I'm going to report you. They're friggin' crazy. This must be Craigslist murderers. Anyway, so that's a show. Thank you very, very much. Say things and say hello to people in the Twitch, Greg. And Kim, say goodbye to the nice people.
Who do you want to start first, Robin?
Well, I want Kim to go first because she's cool. All
right. Yay. All right, I'm going to shout out our chatters today. We've had Hardly Dan, Boomer, and Martin in the chat. So thanks, you guys, for hopping along and joining us on this crazy adventure.
Hey, don't forget, we did have, where was this person? Lost Ghost Shig?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if that was a person or a bot or whatever.
I don't know. They said hello.
Well, hi! Oh. I'm glad you jumped in the chat and said one thing.
Lost Ghost Shig.
Ghosted us.
Right? So anyway, everybody else have a good week. Hopefully by next weekend I'll be over whatever the hell this is that's not COVID but probably is COVID. So there you go. Over to Tank Top.
All right. Robin, with regards to your Facebook just absolute denial to that woman.
It was a dick move.
Was.
Yeah. But Robin, you did a fine job hosting the show tonight. I'm proud of you.
Just want to give you a wee break. Just a wee break, you know.
I very much appreciate it.
Good.
I want to wish my brother-in-law Ray a speedy recovery. He won't
absolutely
hear this, but yeah, you know, and also to my wife Cindy, because she went down. My brother-in-law actually was suffering from depression leading up to this, so she got into his house and she was like, oh my God, it needs to be cleaned. So she actually spent Friday night to like 3:30 in the morning cleaning his house for him.
Wow.
So she's the saint.
She is.
I have absolutely married up. I well above my batting average.
We've been telling you that for years.
I know. I know. You know, it's not often I believe what you guys say, but this time, it's true. It's true. Anyway, this has been a pleasure. It's been easy. So I very much appreciate everything that you bring to the table, Robin. Of course, Kim, thank you so much for coming on when you're sick. You're dying with COVID. And think it didn't. I did notice the Extra Life T-shirt.
Hello. Yeah, I know. When are we going to get that fired up again soon? Because I know we're not up yet. So
no, that's Gary DiFelice needs to
right.
get
right, and
the,
we're getting close to being that time again. So
ish. We're still August. Usually, I don't panic until like late September.
Oh, we're getting there. So yeah.
But I will send him a message saying, "Hey, get your ass in gear."
I would appreciate it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to come off as pushy, but you know.
You're pushy. big congratulations to our friend Nick, who has secured a very good and cool position that she's been after for years. So, Nick, congratulations. She's starting there very, very shortly. And, you know, that town has never had a masseuse like you. And they're going to love it. The last time I was down in Florida...
Children will never be the same.
The last time we were down in Florida, we did spend one night in an Airbnb. And I left a few boxes behind with some novel I was working on for World Domination. Unfortunately, I think it's caused a bit of trouble this week. So sorry about that, Donna. Didn't mean to leave those in the wardrobe. I wondered where they were, and now I know. So I hope that all works out for you, mate. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the show. Congratulations to everybody that has something to be congratulated about. Play safe, be nice, have a safe week, enjoy your life. Don't waste a minute of it. Do something scary every day, like listen to this again twice, and we will see you next week. It's going to be cool. Goodbye.
Potato.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.